Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live around the world. Welcome, everybody. And while normally Tuesday nights is open mic, well, it's still open mic, but with a little twist, we're going to have a guest calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll learn all about her. Her name is Lorraine. She's an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And we sent out a tweet on that, that
yeah.
her aunt is in the nursing home for many years now.
Oh, wow.
So we'll welcome her and just welcome her in just a little bit.
She's
Inner Sight open
oh
mic.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear about Mr. Joe, Mr. President of the United States of America, Joe?
Uh-huh.
Why is he copying Mr. Trump?
Yeah, right.
What's to that? Something weird about that. They found classified documents in with Mr. Trump in his possession. Now they're finding the same thing with Mr. Joe Biden. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. You don't know who to vote
so,
for.
So, according to the NBC, he's cooperating, you know. Of course, you don't know how long that's going to last.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a lawyer and everything, and
mm-hmm.
but you know, it shows you that you cannot trust politicians.
Yeah.
I don't care who they are. You know, very rare that you come across a politician that you can trust. Very rare.
We have a hot board. Frank?
Most of them are not trustworthy. What?
We have a lot of people waiting in queue, just to let you know, warning you.
All right.
All
right. I'm waiting for the call-in of our guest.
Can you give me just the second
Lorraine.
Set of phone number, and I'll give it to you?
Meaning, let's see.
The 718 number...
So she's going to call in on. She said she'll call in on the landline. So that's.
Don't give me the whole number. Just give me the first.
No, wait
digits.
A minute. Wait a minute. 6 4 3. Look for a 973 number.
No, not yet. Done. But we have a lot of people waiting. Oh, she put the hand up. We'll do that one, I suppose.
What?
We'll let this one in. The hand is up to speak to the host. Maybe she has a different phone.
Wait a minute. Did you see a 973 number?
Nope, I see a 718 number and the hand's up.
All right, 718. She's calling in on the other line.
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight. And let's bring our guest in, Lorraine.
Yep, here.
From Queens, New York.
Not,
wow, on Inner Sight. Hello.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Inner Sight.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing tonight?
Very good.
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, and the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sharing part of your life with people all over the world. So we put you down as an advocate for the
mm-hmm.
disabled. You know, are you if you don't mind my asking, are you disabled yourself?
Yes, I am. I am legally blind since 2015.
Wow.
2015. All right. How
yeah.
did that happen?
Well, I was visually impaired before, where I could see a little bit. You know. But it happened to me how I became the way I became, through a hospital accident.
Oh, wow.
Hospital accident.
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes, it was. Because I was
wow.
still recovering from a cornea transplant, the very first one. It was beautiful work done. It was a day that I had to have a partial thyroid removal.
Oh.
And in short, what happened was I walked into a doorframe of a bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the nurse.
Where was your aide or the nurse? Where was
the nurse was right there because we had told her that I'm still under recovery from a cornea transplant. To be careful with me, you have to guide me, you know. She still had me clamped to the IV. She didn't clamp off the IV at all.
Oh.
So I could have a free way of walking. So I'm walking. She was guiding me, and I stopped for a minute because the cord and everything was, you know, raveled around my hip to a degree. So I didn't know where she went. I know I was just walking with the pole. And then, you know, just all of a sudden, I didn't see. And I just ran right into the frame. And then stitches, they popped, bulbs. So they had to race me.
Sounds
to
like that
one
nurse
hospital.
Needed a guide dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn, that's horrible.
I had coming from anesthesia to be put back under anesthesia to wake up the next day with an eye cup over my eye and patches over my eye, wondering, okay, why am I not seeing clearly the way I was?
Yeah.
You know, it's typical. It's typical. We hear it all the time that blind people are mistreated in hospitals. It's there's a prejudice there. You know, there's a stupidity and a prejudice by these people who call themselves doctors and nurses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to tell you, I hear stories like this all the time. Yours is one of the worst. I hope you sue for $20 million.
At least.
Well, we did. We had to sue it in. Well, that's where you know, it's it now. Mm-hmm. I did. We did.
Good.
Yeah.
You should have. That story should have been all over the news.
Yeah.
That's
it should have been,
man.
But it didn't get
they
there.
That's how they watch people? I'm blind. Me and my dog could have done a hell of a lot better.
You're probably right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Didn't she tell you, take my arm?
Yes.
Huh?
But she walked straight into the frame?
No, she didn't tell me to take her arm.
Let Lorraine answer the question. Didn't this nurse tell you, Lorraine, take my arm, I'm going to guide you?
She didn't say nothing.
She
just got in front of me, took my hand, and just was walking me.
She took your hand.
No, that's not the way it
works. What a stupid way to guide a blind person. I mean, these people are so stupid, man.
Right.
They got brains in their ass. They do. They do. And
it's
that's
true.
Coming from inner sight. Millions of people around the world who can hear us.
Yes.
But that is absolutely horrible. How much longer did you have to stay in the hospital because of it?
I didn't. The next day, I had the surgery, and I was out of the hospital within a matter of a couple of hours.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't even stay in it.
I don't blame you. Who the hell would want to stay in a place like that?
No.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is horrendous, you know. They should have set you up for life with that.
Nope.
It was only one eye, though, that you had that cornea transplant?
Yeah.
Or both?
No, it was one eye. I've been through numerous of surgeries on my eyes throughout the course of even becoming visually impaired.
Right.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, despite their stupidity and ignorance and not knowing, you know, what to do, you got through it.
I
got
did.
Out of
it wasn't
there,
easy.
Which was smart.
Yes.
You know.
That part.
And then now, why? Let me ask you. Why do you consider yourself an advocate? I mean, what kind of things do you want to see happen? You have any idea?
I do. I want to see changes, lots of changes in the nursing homes and how people, you know, treat other people with disabilities and people who are blind, because believe it or not, a lot of people think that some blind people or people with disabilities are ignorant. We don't know anything. They just
push it aside.
You know why I'm laughing at that? I get that all the time.
Oh,
yes.
You do.
Mm-hmm. What does she want? That's the thing.
Common, famous
phrase. What? Why don't you ask me, you dumb ass?
Thank you.
Excuse me. It's such a way to think, at least.
Well, you're absolutely right, you know. You can't change the way people think, but you can put forth powerful laws that may jolt them to their senses.
Yeah.
You know, that's what needs to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
definitely.
So many people need to be thrown in jail that abuse us and examples made out of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I do believe so.
I just settled a case on myself of discrimination. It went on for 5 years.
Yeah.
I was on my way in New York City. I was on my way to a nursing home with a friend of mine who's an advocate. She's blind, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to help a blind woman in a nursing home, right? So we were supposed to get on the what they call the accessor ride, the bus for the disabled, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy wouldn't
Power
let
transit.
Me on. This guy wouldn't let me on because of my guide dog.
Yeah,
you know?
It wasn't normal
and
to him.
Hold on, let me tell my story. And he lied to us, you know.
Mm.
He said that there was no room, you know. And he also told us that there's another bus behind him that's supposed to take us, with supposedly more room. Well, that was a lie. The other bus never showed up. We called the cops.
Mm-hmm.
They never showed up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Now, this guy got away scot-free. Nothing happened
mm-hmm.
to him. The transit authority that operated the buses tried to have it dismissed 2 or 3 times. Luckily, we had a judge who wasn't a jackass, and he didn't dismiss it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy got away with it. The person who did this to me got away with it. Nothing happened to him, you know. That's why people do these things. They know they're going to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
They all do.
Yeah.
And that's why we need to amend the Americans with Disability Act and really make it powerful. And enforcement. We need enforcement because we're treated like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's one of the biggest things so far recently in my life. It took 5 years to settle this thing, and they didn't want to give us anything. We had to fight them for what little money we got out of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But are we not worth it to them, Frank? I don't get that. You know?
So, you're an advocate for a good reason.
Yes.
You know, you want to change a lot of these things. And
mm-hmm.
you ever think of starting your own nonprofit advocate group?
I thought about it.
Yeah?
I did think about it a great deal. I've thought about it. Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, you'd have to have a mission statement, what you want to do and all that, you know?
Yes.
Or you could just join with Inner Sight.
That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea to me, too.
Now, you have...
Yes.
Before we, I want to ask you about your aunt in the nursing home. But before we do that, I got to recognize a few people. And can you stand by with us?
Yes, I can.
All right.
Okay.
Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So adopt an Akita. Their email is Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And if you need an Akita for just a pet dog or a service dog, call them. you know, and we'll be glad to, or call us, we'll be glad to hook you up if you're interested in Nikita. I have a Nikita guide dog, and they make great guide dogs, despite the fact that the agencies don't recognize them as such. But what do they know?
Nothing.
All right, in a sight, Big East Nikita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Hey, you want to stay in shape, call my friend Devin Fernandez. Devin's a blind guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he teaches self-defense. The name of the place is Third Eye Insight. Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. All right, by way of a public service announcement, we're asking people to please call the Suffolk County District Attorney in connection with the death of Milton, the guide dog. Last July at the Guide Dog Foundation here on Long Island, a horrible, horrible crime was committed.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who did it, one of the trainers, got off with a slap on the wrist. And we're totally opposed to that. So we're asking people to call the DA and voice your outrage. The charges should be upgraded to a felony. Here's the district attorney's number. His name is Mendez, Spencer Mendez, 631-853-4104. 631-853-4104, and tell them that you want strict, severe punishment for the people who are responsible for Milton's death, the guide dog, the three-year-old Labrador belonging to a deaf-blind person, and she brought the dog to the school for so-called additional training and never saw her dog again.
Yep.
Horrible.
It is.
All right, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Michelle and Tom, my good friends out here in Bellport, New York. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. And Michelle is the woman who had Milton. So when you go there, you'll notice pictures of Milton all over the deli. They're reminding people to call the district attorney. Let me give you that number one more time. 631-853-4104. Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, 631-888-1186. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Their number is 631-880-7929. And all our friends who keep the show on the air. Hey, if you need dog food, cat food, we know where you can get it for free. Nobody's starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, who gets it donated and gives it out for free. 631-484-3085. And also he has, when he's able to do it, he's got medical veterinarian services for the dog. So that's in, he's local here in Long Island. 631-484-3085. All right, Inner Sight, normally open mic, but we're talking with Lorraine, your aunt, Loretta, right?
Yes, she is.
In a nursing home. How did she come to go to a horrible place like that?
Well, because the death of my grandmother, when they sold the house, she stayed with my mother for a while. And then for my mother, she stayed with my aunt, who was in the Bronx. And then she got very ill, got very sick. And plus, she had some things going on, some challenges. So she had her apartment first that she stayed with her son for, you know, a little bit. So she ended up going into the hospital, and she lost her apartment. Therefore, she ended up in a nursing home, and that's where she had been since to this day.
How long has she been in there?
I could truly not really sure how many years. I wasn't counting
approximately,
the years.
Approximately. 5 years, 6 years?
Yes, about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. About so it
that,
sounds
yes.
like she got tossed around by the system.
Yeah.
And you say she had a house?
No, she had an apartment first. Before she lived in a house with my grandmother, but my grandmother passed, and they sold the house. And she ended up staying with my mother for a little bit. Then she got her own place from then.
She had an apartment.
She stayed there for a while in her apartment till she got sick, you know. Ended up staying with my aunt. And
see that?
You know, she lost her apartment, for a while.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's one of the biggest things that's wrong with this system. Because these agencies for the blind and the disabled, I don't care what agency it is, you know, they don't help you when you're in a hospital and you're losing your apartment, you know, because they don't want you to go home. They want to push you in a damn nursing home.
Yeah.
They're making money with it.
There you
now,
go.
I can't prove it, and I don't know if it's true, but I bet you any amount of money that these agencies are getting some kind of a kickback from these nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
You wait and see.
To
that's
going to
come out someday.
You know why? I saw recently, Frank, like, you know how people donate, like a board, they list the names of the people who donate to the hospitals? And I had something, I went very close to it, and I was able to see, you know, the name of the nursing home that my mom was in. And it was a close hospital, So to tell you, yes, they do. They actually do.
There it is. They posted a donation that they got from the nursing home, right?
That's right. Yeah.
See what I mean? So they're in together. So why should we help this person keep their apartment, you know, when we have a shot with them in the nursing home where we can get their money?
Yeah.
And that includes everything. It's horrible, man. It's horrible. So, Lorraine, have you spoken to your aunt recently?
Well, I speak to her every other day. I speak to her.
I
do. I mean, a while back ago, she kept telling me about how they were trying to help her getting housing, to get her new apartment and everything again, but nothing ever was done.
What does she say to you? Does she say to you she wants to get out of the nursing home or anything?
Well, she did speak to me about she's wanted to get her own apartment, to have her own way of living, and that's what basically she was explaining
to me. She wants her own
me.
Apartment, right?
Of
yes.
course.
Yeah, which is normal.
Right.
You know? Well.
But they feel that they feel that she is not capable of living on her own.
Well, she needs help.
She has an aid, yeah, she is.
There's nothing wrong with getting help, you know.
There's nothing
the
wrong
problem,
with that.
The problem is the state won't give her that help.
Exactly.
No, they won't.
It's terrible.
They're limited.
Happens to my mom the same way.
Let me explain. And by the way, if you're on... wants us to help her, we definitely will.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but she's got to give us permission.
Yeah.
She has you told me she has a health proxy.
Yes, she does.
You know.
Wow.
But she would have to give us permission, and then we
to
could,
help.
You know, investigate and find out what's being done, what isn't being done. You know.
They have a
but
program. I don't know if they mentioned it to you. It's called Open Doors. They were supposed to have added more money to the program, but I don't know how that is. You might want to just check into it. It's through the nursing home to get people out. I don't know if it's the best program, but it's a program.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, but that's part of it. The other part is that we add, we get a person to call us here live on the show and tell us what's going on in the nursing home, how they don't want to be there, you know, and the food is horrible, whatever they want to tell us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then the nursing home gets wind of that, and they don't want that person there. So they help them get out.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, common sense. They don't want the dirty laundry ad all over the world.
That's right.
Definitely don't want that.
So
make
in that way,
yes,
we can help get people out faster if they would call us and talk with us.
That's right.
Yes.
You know? I mean, I would even go visit your aunt, you know, and show them our presence and all that, you know, and whatever's
okay.
got to be done. But, you know, the solution is, and what's happened to your aunt happens to millions of people every year, the solution is these agencies for the blind and disabled should be mandated to raise money to help people like your aunt not to lose their apartment.
That's
you know?
Right.
They should call it the go-home policy.
Yeah, right.
Yes, it should.
You know? That should be the law of the land. Agencies help you to go home.
Yeah, right.
And they can make money on it. They can use
yes,
it as a fundraiser.
I do agree with that.
Yeah. And also, we came up with an idea for, it's called Volunteers for Freedom, where the home health
mm-hmm.
aides, certified home health aides, would donate the hours that the state won't give
right.
and keep the person out, and we'll reward them by paying one of their bills in accordance
that's
to how many
right.
hours they donate. See? The state, the agencies, that is, should have a fund like that. There should
yeah,
be a fund, you know, where they contribute to it, and there again they can make money. It's a fundraiser.
Yep, they should.
Really, they should.
That's
never
the solution.
The craziness.
Yeah. That's the solution to the nursing home problem. But you see, the hospitals, the hospitals, the agencies, and the nursing homes, they don't want the person to go home.
Nope.
No, they don't.
They want your money.
That's right.
Including your pension that you worked hard for.
Mm.
We have callers on the line?
Yes, we do.
All right. Lorraine, you want to take a phone call?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Inner Sight Live, let's take a phone call. Who we got?
We've got two unknown numbers, and
right.
I'm just going to give you the first part, 740-919, and then there's 718-600. Which would you like to take first?
All right, let's take
you
a phone call. Any one of them.
Anyone. Okay, here comes.
Inner Sight Live. Hello.
1 minute. Okay, ready. You're here on Inner Sight. How can we help?
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Got a question for Lorraine?
No, I was actually, this is Dane Mysterio. I was actually just listening in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, you can listen.
You could listen.
Thank you.
No,
you
I just want to make sure everybody, you know, if they want to talk, I'm not missing them. Because if it's a new person, they don't know how to press the one and get into the queue. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. No, that's okay. I mean, it's been very informative. I enjoy listening.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. We'll let you listen. All right,
Definitely.
Take another caller. Inner Sight.
Okay.
Hello.
It's coming. Hold on. Okay. Welcome to Inner Sight.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lorraine?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Lorraine. Okay.
Hello. How are you?
Lorraine, I'm doing good, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you.
Lorraine, that's nice that, you know, you want to help people. And It's not going to be easy, but it can be
Tell
possible.
Us about it, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes.
That we hit brick walls mm-hmm. sometimes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. But it can be possible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also have friends or associates that will work with you that are, like, sighted, that they would be able to see documents and they
yeah,
would
we
be
have
able
some people
to...
who can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That will be working with you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a time set when you
yes.
want to have this accomplished?
Yes. We want to turn all nursing homes
into
accessible housing.
That's right.
Yes.
For people who need housing, and residents of these nursing homes should get first choice. Accessible
right.
housing. There's the
it's
answer
right. Pardon
to this horrible
okay,
nursing
and,
home
and where,
business.
Where are these nursing homes? Where would they be?
They're all over the country.
All over the
There's
country.
There's probably one right in your own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ain't no
yeah.
probably, but.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
going to be interesting.
you know,
but I tell you, people are very angry at what the nursing homes did in New York and how people died a lot.
Yes,
not
they
a
did
bit.
A lot.
That was the
you
most of
the
number.
You mean during the COVID pandemic?
Yeah.
You mean during the
yeah.
COVID mm-hmm. pandemic? Okay.
Right. COVID
well,
really knocked down a lot of people.
During the COVID, you know how many times we signaled the governor, when he was on those news conferences, telling them, get those people out of there, put them in their own place, declare an emergency. He didn't do
yeah.
a damn ass thing.
Nope, he didn't. Not
and then to find out how
things.
Corrupt he was. There's the reason why he didn't. He's too busy
yeah.
fooling around with women.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was horrible what they did to those people.
Yes. My mother almost was one of them. She had a bad fever, and they said that she had the flu, but they didn't have COVID tests then. So I believe she had the flu plus COVID. She had a double whammy there. She's lucky she made it out of that one. She had a very high fever. For an elderly woman, she shouldn't have had that fever. And she was under quarantine. Nobody was allowed. She probably did have COVID, come to think of it. But
it sounds
you know, they didn't
like
test
it.
Her for it. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
but yes,
sure.
we have a concept. We have almost 120,000 listeners.
Right.
We have the whole plan. We don't have it written
Knocked
out.
Out.
We should, but we don't yet. But
the
thing
out.
We don't have is the law to back us up.
Yes.
That would be the best thing if we got the law, a lawyer to say, hey, this is totally wrong. I believe in your cause, and let me help you. That would be great. Cause we all
yeah, but we
okay,
need more than
you,
that. We need
you
money.
You might
want to
start by
to
getting lawyers that may have visual impairment themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to start getting,
well,
you know, lawyers.
That's an idea,
that,
but it doesn't always work that way, believe me.
No, it doesn't. But
lawyers
also,
want money, you know.
You know,
yeah, they,
yeah
do.
They do. But sometimes it's not, you know, as concrete as we think it is. So what we have to do is think out of the box like we have been, and that's been pretty successful once we've taken a step in that direction. There was one particular thing that sparked my interest and made it even more, because I was 4 times in nursing homes, and I was lucky to even get myself out. It's been very, very, you know, difficult. And I happen to be, a big mouth, and that's what's got me out of, you know, the nursing homes, four nursing homes that they wanted to keep me in.
Sometimes
you
have to be a big mouth to get your word
mm-hmm.
across.
But
be heard.
Yeah.
Don't let them push you around.
No, you
I
cannot
don't.
Do that. You got to fight.
I'm getting more and more angry. I hate to say it. I don't like mm-hmm. to say that angry, but it took away my father, took away my mother, took away both my grandmothers. This is nursing homes.
Yeah.
I mean,
ma'am, I mind if I ask
can.
You, are you related to Lorraine?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for some reason I thought you were.
But we're glad you called. And
yes, thank you for calling.
No, it's not related.
We have. I'm sorry. Continue.
Go ahead.
I was saying I'm not related to Lorraine.
So you, the first time you listened to the show, or?
Yes.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Two of the biggest things we need is to be able to put a lobby in Washington to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. You need a law to do that.
Yes, you do.
And the other one is to have funds to expose these nursing homes and get people to tell their story.
That's right.
To the news media. Those are two big things that we need, and you got to have money for that. There's thousands of agencies that have the money for that, but they can't do it because they're under contract with the state prohibiting them.
That's right.
It is. Just like
they cannot spend their money to close down nursing homes or to turn them into, in this case, accessible housing. They can't do that.
Nope.
They can get people out, but for every person they get out, what, 10 people go in?
Oh, that's
right.
That.
Mm-hmm.
They don't keep those beds cold.
Circle.
No, they don't. Mm-mm. They don't keep those beds empty for very long.
No, they don't.
Mm-mm.
People are waiting,
Did you
want to
say anything else? We were going to maybe take another call. But...
No, we don't have another caller. She's the only one.
Oh, we don't? Okay.
Yeah. I have a question for you, though. If anybody would like, we have a nursing home show on Wednesday nights, and what we do is we discuss everything related to nursing homes. So I would like to invite you to call in on Wednesday night as well if you'd like, or even you could keep going and call every night if you'd like. We've had that.
And we have a petition.
Yes, we started
a petition to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. You want to give the location?
You go to change.org, and there's a search feature in change.org. Your screen reader would tell you about it as you try to run your hand, over the top part of the menu, and you'll be able to search for InnerSight, InnerSight, and then there's a picture of my mother with a black eye from a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get people's stories. So if I get enough stories, I could keep, doing them as updates, and we'll get more people. And if you could share it with your Facebook friends and just say, please help us out, it'd be great too. We need to get thousands of people on there. We only have 56 people listed, but we need thousands to get this changed.
We need millions.
If I could make it.
I'd like to get at least 1 million names.
Me too.
I'll put it on my Facebook page.
But somebody was bragging the other day, and I got to tell this. Oh, I didn't sign it because I didn't feel like it at the time. I was going to go back and sign it. He got 3 million names, so it is possible. But that's the highest that change.org has ever seen.
No, we'll
so
break the record. We're going to get 5 million.
Yeah, there you go.
Better believe it.
There
are over 30 million disabled people in this country.
Right.
And not one of them, well, I would say 99%, want to go to a nursing home.
You know?
And that doesn't count their friends and relatives who are opposed to nursing homes. And then there's many, many people trying to help their friends and loved ones to stay out of nursing homes and get no help.
Well, I had Adult Protective Services come to my mom's house, and they decided that it wasn't enough hours, but the agency wasn't going to give them a penny more of hours. So what happened was, if I did not put my mother, because I was disabled myself, with a lot of conditions in the nursing home, they were going to hold me accountable for whatever happened to her. And I can't afford that, to be honest with you. But
we had two lawyers, and not one of them could do a thing about it.
No, that's right.
with my friend Rose and Suzanne's mom.
And, yeah, they were sitting in on the conversation, and you could see my mother with her hand over her head in the background. You know, I remember this picture that I took. I wanted to take it. I took a picture of what they gave her. They only gave her 2 hours extra. How is that going to help? Really,
yeah.
I'm physically unable to help.
I
could
come
over. Yeah, I could come over and probably give her something, but that's not going to help my mom. My mom needed more help. She's starting to lose weakness on her legs. She ended up having Lewy body dementia, the one that Robin Williams killed himself over. So it's been really rough, you know, knowing that, you know, he killed himself about it. Well, how much worse could it have gotten? My mother didn't even talk anymore. My mother couldn't even hold any conversations. She couldn't eat well.
All right, let me get
to
Lorraine.
Things.
Lorraine has an 800 show. Lorraine, tell us about that, please.
Well, it's the 800 number that I, you know, put together and everything, and I've had it now since March the 7th. And I had it during the summer. People came over to just have a conversation. We're in a group setting. It's a conference room that people come in, and you come in with it with a code. So I
okay,
told
you, give,
him.
Give us the number.
The number
please.
Is 1-800-780-88. Uh-huh. 3-7-8-0-8-8.
Wait, let her give the
3-4.
Number. Be quiet.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lorraine. Start again, please.
I'll start again. It's 780-7-8-3-4. And it has a conference
okay,
code number along with it. And the code is 44.
Oh, sorry. Thanks to
okay.
that.
You got to shut that thing off so you can give the number.
Well, actually, it's helping me see the screen so I can copy these numbers down.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm going to start it over
quiet.
Again. Let me start it over. It's 1-800-780-8834. And it has a participant code number two that you have to punch in when you come in, and that is 44462 07 pound. That's it.
All right.
7 pounds. Okay. 1 second. I want to get the last of that. Can
okay.
I repeat that to you?
Yes.
Okay. The
repeat
last
it to the world.
4446. 207. I meant
207 and pound.
Oh, and then pound. Okay.
Yes.
Well, repeat the whole thing. You got the 800 number.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
The whole thing.
1-800.
You want me to repeat the whole thing? I'll. I can
yeah,
do
read
it.
It yeah.
Okay. 1-800-780-8834, and then she has the. The conference code, and that's 4446207 pound.
There you go.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
When are you on that, Lorraine?
Well, what I'm doing too, the lady who just was speaking in, she comes on with me. We have a thing that's called the Get Along Crew, and that's on
every
Friday night. Yes, that was Lynn.
Oh, hello, Lynn.
Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry. I knew your name. Lorraine had mentioned you
yes.
before we went on the air, but I didn't know it was you. Sorry about
yes, that.
That
was
Lorraine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry, Lorraine. When are you on?
We're on usually from 8 to 9, but
right.
what I'm going to do is probably switch it up and go back to probably 7 to 8 because... of after people coming on ours, then we can just, well, some people, if they want to go come on to yours, they can come on to yours as well.
Well, we had talked about this, and
yes,
I
we
appreciate
talked about
what you're saying. We would love to advertise you and your number. You know, I could do it a few times during the
show.
I'll
do it also if I need to on my show.
Yeah.
Which is my
And if you would advertise us.
And we sure will. Sure will.
We greatly appreciate it.
Right.
You know, and we could even, can you, hey, Suzanne, can you tweet numbers?
Yeah, of course you can.
We can tweet it for you, too, you know.
Yeah,
put it
we tweet
there.
Before the shows and in the beginning of the morning I tweet, sometimes in the middle of the night. It depends on when people are on. I want everybody to get a whole view about, you know, these nursing homes. They're very dangerous. They're horrible. I mean, you don't know how many times my mother was beaten, literally.
Oh.
It's terrible, absolutely terrible. You got to get
Lorraine,
people out.
What do you call the show? Is there a name of the show?
Well, at first it started out as Club Lorraine 21 and Up, right? But when I met Lynn again, so we got together because she's the founding CEO of the Get Along Crew, and she could explain the Get Along Crew a little bit more better than I can, you know.
Oh,
so,
all right.
Lynn, you want
to explain? Lynn, would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, the Get Along Crew is just people that get along. There's no membership, no dues, no organization, no responsibilities. We just have to get along. And in order to be a part of the Get Along Crew, somebody has to think enough of you to want you to be a part of the Get Along Crew. So, and it's the old-fashioned way by word of mouth. So let's say we're going to have a big event. Okay, one person call another person, call another person, call another person, and they get their crew together. And then, you know, this crew might be from the beauty parlor. This crew might be from your center. This crew might be from your retired people, or this might be from the disability. So you have a lot of different people, and you don't really know each other. Just like tonight I was invited on this call.
Yeah.
And that's how the Get Along Crew gets along.
So,
that's,
Lynn, is it all right with you if we advertise your number?
No, we don't do that. It's not advertised. Not at all.
Who pass it along? I'd like to do that.
No.
My 800 number is.
What you do?
No, it's by... we don't advertise. Remember, we don't advertise. It's by word of mouth. So Lorraine thought enough of me as a part of the Get Along Crew to invite me.
Well, of course.
And I met Lorraine years ago. We were at a big, like a theater function, a big play. It was a large play in a school, right? It was in a big auditorium.
Yes,
and
a lot of the people
in there was a part of the Get Along Crew, including the people in the play.
Wow.
So that's how we do it. And what makes that good is because wherever we are, somebody knows somebody because somebody had to ask you to be a part of the Get Along Crew. And it's a positive group of people. We're positive. We encourage, we inspire each other. And we have people from all walks of life.
That's great.
Okay. Yes.
And I guarantee you one of those people have experienced what you're speaking about. Meaning, like, say, for example, they had trouble getting their mom out of the nursing home or something to that effect. Basically, people in this world experience the same things, but there's nothing been done about it, which has to change. You know?
Mm-hmm. So,
and then when you start talking to people, then you find out who may be interested in, you know, in each topic. You find out what somebody's interested in.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you, like that night when I met Lorraine and we were talking, she didn't know that I had another person that was with us that was also limited with her vision. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad you called in. You know, and anything
well, thanks
we can
for
do.
Inviting me. Thanks
oh,
for having
yeah.
me.
Yes, and you're welcome to call in any time.
Yes,
you know,
sure.
And we certainly respect your wishes, you know, so we're not going to advertise your number.
No.
No, it's not an advertisement business, because I tell you why. Because let's say you start advertising, then you may start getting people that's going to be against what you're doing.
Right.
Oh, no, we want people, let's say, for instance, we want people to stay in the nursing home, and this is a great place. You might get the director from a nursing home.
Well,
so,
you always get that. We're prepared
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, but
yeah, we are.
But if
they're not
going to
call us, believe me, they don't
want to. But if
no, but
you
I
advertise,
hear the truth.
You don't know who you're getting.
But let me
ask,
say something 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when
Lorraine,
you
go ahead.
Okay, what I want
oh,
to
hold
say.
Hold on, Lynn didn't finish. I'm sorry. Lynn.
Okay, go ahead, Lynn.
No, when you specifically word of mouth, like I was asked by word of mouth to be on the call tonight, and I made sure that I was on here, and I want to hear what I positive, what can positive be done.
Yeah.
You know,
cool.
And if it's for me, yeah. And we try
having
to
them into housing.
Yeah, make it housing.
And give people the help they need to stay in their own home, where they'd be a lot healthier.
Also people who are in homeless shelters who don't have any home at all right now, and they're disabled and they're not helping them. There's a lot of people
yeah.
like that, and if we could help them, it'd be great.
Yeah, they need housing
too.
Yeah.
There's a great housing shortage. In this
big
country.
Time.
Lorraine, what were you going to say?
What I was going to say, okay, I understand what you're saying. It's not to be advertised. But the thing is, when I started this line, it was a line for people to come on. And if they wanted to come on and hear what the topic was, they can join in on the conversation. They can just listen to it. Or if they want to join in, that's why on Saturdays I'm going to try to start a thing that's called Q&A. Questions and
okay.
answers. So
mm-hmm.
that's the way I feel. That's the way I feel about it. For people, if they want to speak or they want to listen and they want somebody to talk to, they can come in and speak, because I'm be there anyway during the night for anybody who's,
yeah.
you know, they're lonely, they're depressed or something, and they just need a friend to talk to. That's why I started
mm-hmm.
it. And it was, you know, the thing was, me and my daughter, she came up with an idea. Maybe you should start something for blind people out there who, you know, they could speak to someone. And I said, oh, okay. So me and my daughter got together. She created a website, an Instagram page, and it's on Instagram right now. She put it up. She took my picture down, but it's still up there. And it was Club Lorraine 21 and up, so... That's how I started originally. But when I met Lynn, I said, okay. And that's what I was thinking. I mean, you know, for people who can come in, they could just speak
to
anybody.
What you're trying to say to me and everybody else on the call right now, and also, you know, America and all the world at this point, that what it is mostly like people who have similar interests but yet can bring different conversations to the table and different things to the table every night. So that's what I respect.
Let me just do a short public service announcement.
Okay.
You know, I do this a couple of times during the show. The guide dog's name was Milton. He was killed at the guide dog school last July by a trainer who got off very easy with community service. We want to create a day for Milton. Anybody out there, you know, if you have a town or a company, or you'd like to do a day for Milton, there's no money involved in this. You just send out a press release. I'm working with a dear friend of mine for many years, Ira Tucker Jr., who used to be Stevie Wonder's publicist for many, many years. Ira has a whole package being prepared on Milton, and anyone who would like that, who wants, is interested in doing a day for Milton, we'd be happy to send it to you. In that connection, please call the district attorney's office. We're trying to upgrade the charges against this woman, trainer, who worked for the school, who left Milton in the van in a sweltering heat wave in a cage.
Yeah,
the dog had no chance, you know.
No chance.
District Attorney Spencer Mendez, 853-4104. 853-4104. Please call. And if you want to do a day for Milton, contact Inner Sight. We'd be happy to talk with you. Lorraine is here. Lynn is here. And I want to thank both of you. And, you know, you got to work things out with that 800.
Yeah.
You know, whatever way you feel is right. You know, that's what I believe in.
I do too.
Lorraine, we got a few minutes left. What do you want to say to people in the world?
I want to say I thank you all for listening in, and I thank Frank for allowing me to be here tonight and speak. And if you want to come on the 800, you can. I'll be there during
the
night.
Oh, yeah, give it out again. Give the number again.
It's 1-800-780-8834. And, of course, the participant code number is 4446-20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
You get to join.
I'm asking Lorraine to give the number out because she's a guest, Lynn. I will not advertise your I respect your wishes, in other words.
I respect your wishes also.
I just want you to know that. It's just for tonight, unless it's worked out otherwise, you know. Anyway, Inner Sight. And we urge everyone to sign our petition. Turn the nursing homes into something positive and good, accessible housing.
That's right.
Help us get to the point where we can pass a law. I've met with my congressman. I've met with my senior state senator. Not one of them have done a thing.
Yeah, nothing.
But we're not giving up.
I have one thing that I got to announce when you're done, Frank, before the end of the show.
The what?
One thing I have to announce before the end of the show.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, it's about our petition. We're really trying hard to make these nursing homes into accessible housing. So if you believe in the cause and you feel like you could, you know, make something positive happen, please get on change.org and do a listen for the search. If you're visually impaired, listen for the search to say search. Where that icon is, click on that, and then it'll tell you, you know, if you have reached it or not, and then just put in Inner Sight, InnerSight, okay, that's how you spell it, and you'll find our organization. You have a couple of petitions that are up there, but only use, well, two things that are, you know, there's two petitions that are of importance right now for us. One is the nursing home, and the other is the one that's the guide dog one. So please.
Yeah, we have about 80,000 names on the service dog petition to license the schools and to regulate them. They're not licensed.
Right.
To train dogs. They're not regulated.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you, Lorraine. You've been a great guest.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
And
you're welcome.
Always welcome
thank
on my
you.
Show, both of you.
Yeah, you're both welcome
all right.
anytime.
And this show can be heard anytime, day or night, in the archive, forever.
Yes, it can.
Okay.
Yeah. At least
all right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Thank you. Inner
Thank
Sight
you.
Forever.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.
Okay. Lorraine.
One second. You're still on. Your mics are on.
Call
one
me.
Second. Yeah, it's better that way.
Lorraine, call me.